Welcome to the Tom Dupree Show. Join us. We have a special guest, our friend Michael Bennett.
Hi, Michael.
Hey, Tom.
And our host, Tom Dupree. We are powered by Dupree Financial Group, Tom.
This is called The Record Company. It's the band. I'd heard of these guys. I had to get jogged. Well, there's a guy named Chris Voss who's in this band. They've been around. They've played. They've been influenced by John Lee Hooker and people like that. Kind of bluesy sound. But the reason we're playing this is because our friend Michael had a radio show not long ago, and this was his walk-up music.
I'm going to tell you right now, it brings cold chills to me. I'm waiting for Shannon, the big voice.
It's sad. It's Michael's walk-up music. Yes. All right, let me get my psalm in here. I like to do that. Hold on just a second. Psalm 83, King James Version. I'm old-fashioned, I'll admit it. Keep not silence, O God. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They've taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, come, let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. For they've consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee. Okay, I'm going to leave it at verse 5. I like the part where it says, keep not silence. that's kind of my role, is to be a loudmouth, and I've been called an a-hole and things of that nature. I don't know why anybody would ever say that about me.
I've
even had close personal friends call me that,
like family even members,
family,
maybe.
They've done that. Well, so Michael, we've known for years. Our sons played baseball together, and Michael lives in Louisville. He's a guy that, he's got some unique honors from having pitched at UK.
Let's not go there.
Michael played baseball at the University of Kentucky, and several years ago. It's been a while, but he distinguished himself in many different ways. But then he had he got into media, and he has still been in media. He's taking a little break right now, but we think there's a comeback at some point in the offing, and who knows. But one of the things that Michael has done is he's had a definite opinion about UK sports, and he had the press pass. He was coming into the post game comments and all those things for years. And he began to detect some things that he did not feel comfortable with in the basketball program, and was very vocal about it. And it probably got him somewhat chilled out, because things happen over there very much in a political fashion, where if you're not promoting the line that they want you to promote, sometimes you can end up on the wrong side of things.
Ostracized is a good term.
Good term. I've never tried to pony up to any of these people. So I'm just an observer, having lived in Lexington for 60 years, used to have tickets, don't anymore, saw things I didn't like. But what's interesting is that here we're sitting here on Thursday, the 28th, you'll be hearing this early Saturday morning, the 30th. So a week ago, Kentucky lost to the first round
Oakland,
which most people thought it was California. It's actually Oakland, Michigan. Mm-hmm. And for about 4 days, there was just this chorus of get rid of Cal, get rid of Cal, get rid of Cal. And it's all of a sudden the media has just moved on. I mean, and it's almost amazing. Where there was this decision on Tuesday night, Mitch Barnhart and Calipari meet together. Barnhart comes out with sort of a half-hearted endorsement saying, well, Cal is going to be our coach for another year. And that was kind of it. Now there's all sorts of theories as to what went on. My theory would be uninformed. So that's why Michael is here, because I'm not giving this thing up right yet. I think there's a larger side to it where we have become so accustomed to just eating what's fed to us in this town about a lot of things, not just basketball, but this is the one that's kind of front and center right now. And so Michael, you know, I'm so thankful you're here on the show today. You know, it'll actually be a show that people may listen to now, because we got somebody on here that, you know, he's got a lot more credibility than I do.
I don't know about that.
Anyway, welcome to the Tom Dupree Show, Michael.
Well, I appreciate that, Tom. You're right. We, you and your wife and your two boys have been very close friends of my wife and Patricia for a number of years. It's been fun getting to know y'all.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, you had a show long before I had one, and you were nice enough years ago to let me on your show and talk about sports. But And this is my passion. My passion is not just sports. It's University of Kentucky, and it's the state of Kentucky, because this is my home, like you, all my life, and I care about it.
You care about it.
If I see things that I disagree with,
you're a citizen.
I don't run away.
You're primarily a citizen of the state. Yes. You care about what's going on.
Yes, I do. And for my beloved Wildcats to be struggling the way they are, I think it is an injustice to the fan base. And you got to, and I've said this yesterday on Twitter. If you don't follow me, it used to be just the Cats, but it's now just the Bennett, because it's just me. But you can follow me at just the Bennett on Twitter, or at the X, whatever it's called.
Did you really change it to just the Bennett?
Yeah, people were making fun. Oh, he still has his radio show name.
Just the tip anymore. Either.
I got in trouble with that from University of Kentucky. I thought that was a great name.
Michael.
That's my personality. I might be
58 years old. We know about your personality. That's why you're here.
Well, we also know who suggested that name, which should have caused a little pause. Yeah,
so tell us about what you said on X.
Well, what I said is this is an injustice to the fan base, because of the fact that, listen, you have a coach, John Calipari. I quite to the contrary, what a lot of people say, I like Cal.
Yeah, you got nothing against him.
I have nothing against him, other than there are a few things that I wish you would stop doing. Number one, I'm sick and tired of seeing the university and the basketball program keep bragging about the La Familia. Let me make sure I'm saying that correctly.
Yeah.
But I'm proud of these young players that have succeeded, have gone on to the professional league to be able to be successful.
Right.
I think that's great. It's nice to remember them, but to constantly have them tweet out that, oh, look, we got the university's got the most players in the NBA, the most players in the All-Star. You know what? That's great. But my main focus as a University of Kentucky Wildcat fan is I want to see success.
That's right.
And we haven't seen that over the last 4 years. And, you know, you and I were talking about this a few minutes ago before we went on the air, is that, listen, if I ran my own business, which I do now, and you have a very successful Dupree Financial, we'll mention that, and you sponsored me on my radio show, and I very much appreciate that.
But let's just say briefly, parenthetically, Central Delivery, your business is a food delivery business. You're in about 5 or 6 major cities now and expanding like crazy.
Yes. If somebody wants to do it here in Lexington, help me out, just email me at mbennett@centraldelivery.com. Appreciate that.
But listen,
if you and I run, you have a very successful business, your own business, Dupree Financial. Listen, if I look at two things in a business, I look at what's happening, the overall history of the business, and then I look at trends. And when I'm looking at trends, I want to see the last 3, 4, 5 years. What's happening? Not just the historical side of it.
Sure.
Historical is important, but trends are important. And what we see right now with the basketball program at UK is a trend that is a downward spiral.
Right.
And that's where a normal business person would look at this and say, you know what? For $8 million, yeah, I'm not getting a good ROI, a return on investment. So you know what? I figured this year would be the year to change, but it didn't happen. And I think that's a tragedy.
All right. Why did it not happen?
Well, there's a number of reasons. Listen, I've been a big fan of Mitch Barnhart. I think he's done all kinds of incredible improvements at the university.
Yep.
And I think he made just an incredible hire yesterday out of Kenny Brooks.
Yeah.
I talked to a good friend of mine that's from Richmond, Virginia, last night, and he said, Michael, Kenny Brooks is a phenomenal hire for UK. You're going to be so happy. But you know what?
He's coaching women's basketball instead of men's.
Well, yeah, and I figured, well, let's do two for one. Let's let him coach both.
Coach both.
but listen, Mitch has done a great job. He knew a baseball field, what they've done at Rupp Arena, in which I kind of disagree with what they've done.
Yeah, I do too.
I wish they'd added a lot more. I mean,
and I definitely disagree with what we did in football. But I get your point.
Yeah, and I just feel like Mitch doesn't want to make any changes because he's probably getting close to the point of retirement. So a major...
That's what I've heard out there on other shows.
Yeah. I've heard it from inside. So just sources, okay. not from just other radio shows. Yeah. But he doesn't
That's
want
why
to...
That's why I asked you.
Okay. Well, he didn't want to make anything because he's getting ready. He's got the big compound he's building here in Lexington. Sure. And he didn't want to make any... It's all about how he wants to go out at UK.
And that's my question is, does he really want to go out with this stigma? Yeah. It's not good.
It's very much a risk. And I think
they took
C.M.
Newton's
route.
Name off of everything over there.
Which is a shame.
They loved C.M. Newton.
Yeah,
and,
so did I.
And they just, you know, and I don't even remember what that was over, but, you know.
Well, they took off Commonwealth Stadium, too, which I really still have a problem. Yeah. They could have said Commonwealth Stadium at Kroger Field, Kroger Field at Commonwealth Stadium or something, a mix, kind of like what they did with Central Bank and Rupp Arena.
That's right.
Why couldn't they do that with Commonwealth Bank? Commonwealth Bank. Good
Stadium,
Lord.
Commonwealth Stadium.
Yeah. So I'm not trying to get.
So you're saying that Mitch just didn't want to rock the boat any prior to him leaving.
That's what we get
another season, or maybe more than another season, of this mediocrity. Thanks to Mitch Barnhart trying to protect his
life. And that's where I kind of, I've got a lot of still great friends in there.
I know, you can't say too much.
In the media.
Yeah.
But the ones that kind of made fun of me, it's just like, come on, guys, how can you turn so quickly? Here's how you can turn back so quickly. Because they don't want to have the threat of losing their credentials.
Sure.
I'll say it right now.
Yeah.
And it's just really ridiculous. John Clay, who I think's a great writer.
Oh, John Clay's as good as it comes.
He's getting a lot of blame for what came out on the main title spelling Calipari wrong. John Clay had nothing to do with that. Stop blaming John Clay, who I love dearly.
I love John.
And I would
John's
say,
a great guy.
Yes, he is. And we're not close friends, but we certainly
He's just a
are
class A human being.
He
I
is.
Mean, you know, he really is.
It's somebody in Iowa where the paper's getting printed that did this.
Put
it's
it like, with a K. I saw
that. Mind blowing.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, the timing could not have been more priceless.
Well, it's in a way, it's funny. I mean,
oh, yeah. How can you not do anything but laugh?
John Clay, he's been around long enough, you know. But, Michael, the thing that – here's the thing I've been pushing, and let me just see what you think. I think in this town we get told by the elites, eat it, it's good for you. And this is where we're going to start to throw up on what's being fed us. Now, what I have said is that I'm not sure it's about Barnhart and his legacy. I think it's about money. And the one thing that switched Barnhart against Joker Phillips was that Vanderbilt game with maybe 10 or 12,000 people in the stands. That was the end of it.
That's being generous as far as the numbers. There.
Yeah, you were at the game.
I was there.
40
at that game.
To zip.
Yeah.
They said there were 20,000 people.
No, there wasn't.
Yeah.
There wasn't 5,000 there.
You think it was that low?
I think it was that low.
Yeah. What if that ever happened at Rupp Arena? I mean, you know, those lower arena seats that people pay all that money for and have for years. I mean, this is a big investment. This is like part of their estate. And could we ever see a crack in that sort of devotion? Because I think that's the only thing that will ever change Barnhart's mind.
Well, I can tell you this. The fan base is weary of Cal's rhetoric. It comes down to where, okay, we've heard this before. We've heard, it's always a tweak. It's always another tweak. It's always this, that, and the other. Yet we continue to see the same offense year in, year out. Nothing changes. There's never any adjustments at halftime. And this year we saw absolutely zero defense. It's like, okay, are you coaching? What are you doing at practice? Are you just throwing out the balls? I've had former players tell me, yeah, Cal doesn't really coach. He just throws out the ball and says, hoop it up, boys. And so I don't know what to believe. I'm not claiming that at all, and I'm not claiming that's the issue. But it does seem like there was absolutely zero coaching. It to me, it felt like there's something going on in the locker room. It felt like, okay, these players aren't listening. They're not respecting Cal whatsoever. No. And, you know, I've had a lot of people come to me and say, well, Michael, you're a football guy. One of my dear friends.
Really a baseball guy.
Well, one of my dear friends who will remain nameless right now, but you know who he is. And he's like, Michael, you're really showing your true colors. You're a football guy. And I'm like, yes, I am a football guy. But you know what? All my life I've been a football. Some of the cherished photos I have, Kenny Walker when I was a kid.
Yeah.
My mother from another brother, Winston Bennett, who's my dear friend. We're in a Dairy Queen over in Louisville. I hear this guy yelling, there's my brother from another mother. It's packed. And they're like, listen, I went to his dad's funeral in West End of Louisville. Winston's taking me around to all the, and of course, I'm the only white guy there.
Yeah.
And he's taking me around, introducing me as his brother, and all these people are looking at me.
Yeah.
Is he really his brother?
Yeah.
I mean, it was funny.
Sure.
But I mean, I love basketball as much as I love football. Now, have I lost respect for Cal? The answer is an equivocal yes. I have lost all respect for him because, listen, when you go to an away game, you take two questions and walk out, that's inexcusable.
No.
When you're making the amount of money he is, you should take every. And here's the reason I will favor Mark Stoops over John Calipari, because of the fact that I don't believe, I don't, in my memory right now, I don't remember Mark Stoops ever walking out, even after losses, from a press conference, not showing up and sending an assistant coach for a press conference. He has attended every one of them. Mark Stoops gets 1,000% of my respect.
Yeah.
John Calipari, not the same thing. We've got to see drastic changes for this fan base to come back, and I think it's too little too late.
Well, one of the things I said last week is I don't – and I'm going to be a little tougher on Barnhart than you are. I said, I don't want Mitch Barnhart running my business, because I feel like what happens is if I ran my business, if I doubled down or tripled down on a bad stock pick over a long, I would lose a lot of my clients. The thing that I think that Barnhart seems to be betting on is that no matter how bad it gets, no matter what happens, these fans will keep ponying up and supporting the program. And I really believe that the only thing that'll change his mind is if he sees that that begins to go in the other direction.
Well, and the other part is Josh Hurd's a good friend of mine over in Louisville. He's the athletic director over there at U of L. And I consider Kenny Payne a very good friend.
Sure.
And I hated to see. Now, I'm not a U of L fan, but I am a Kenny Payne fan.
Right.
And I'd root for Kenny for every game except when they play UK.
Yeah.
And now to see what's happened over there.
It's sad.
The reason that happened is because the couple of games I went to see U of L play, there's nobody there.
Yeah.
So that's what's going to have to happen at UK for the fan base to be heard. You shouldn't show up to the games.
I'm going to say this. I'm Lexington, Kentucky. For some reason, I've always liked U of L. I don't dislike U of L. I know you're supposed to, but I always liked Denny Crum.
Yeah.
I love Daryl Griffith. I thought he was so cool. Wes Unseld, all those guys that they've had for years, I'm a U of L fan. I don't actively.
Oh, you're killing
I
me.
I don't actively.
I'm not a U of L fan. Know,
who was the big tall guy? Anyway.
There's lots of big tall guys that play basketball.
I tell you what, with these two big voices, we can hear music now.
Ooh.
You are listening to the Tom Dupree Show with our special guest, Michael Bennett. If you'd like to hear more of the Tom Dupree Show, you can always find it on our website, DupreeFinancial.com, on the radio tab. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more from these two opinionated voices.
I don't
voices.
Have any opinions. I just deliver the message.
What a look I just got from your wife.
We'll be back.
I just deliver the message.
And let the truth be told.
This is Tom Dupree. Retirement can be tricky. In order to produce the right amount of income from a retirement account without depleting the principal, you need to develop a mixture of growth and income. At Dupree Financial Group, we specialize in designing investment portfolios for retired and soon-to-be retired individuals by making investments in companies that produce both income and growth. Our process is simple to understand, but you need to make an appointment with us so we can explain it to you. Give us a call today at 859-233-0400 to set a time with us. Also, be sure to listen to the Tom Dupree Show at News Radio 630 WLAP on Saturday mornings, and listen to us on your favorite podcast platform.
Welcome back to the Tom Dupree Show. We have a special guest, Michael Bennett. And here's our host, Tom Dupree. We are powered by Dupree Financial Group.
So Elizabeth and I went to a show at the Opera House last night. It was a solo act, solo show by a guy named Colin Hay, who started the group Men at Work in Australia in the late 70s. And it was a lot of storytelling. It was about probably 15 songs and a lot of intermittent storytelling in a two-hour show. And this song that I had not heard in years by the Kinks, this song was recorded in 1966. And Colin Hay was talking about how his family moved from Scotland to Australia. And they went down to Southampton and got on a ship with all their belongings and got off in Australia like in 10 days. And this song was playing when he got on the ship, and he played this song acoustically last night. And it was, this guy is 70 years old. He is still a consummate performer. He played 4 minute work songs that was, you know, obviously different than having a full band behind him because he was by himself. But anyway, what a great show, and it was It was super cool to see this guy. And, you know, the place was fairly packed. I'd say there were maybe four or 500 people there for a Wednesday night and a guy that nobody's heard of in a long time. I thought that was pretty good for Lexington, Kentucky.
Well, he's been playing, I believe, with Ringo Starr's All-Star Band.
He has.
You're right. He's unbelievable. Did you talk about Vegemite Sandwich?
Yeah, well, he played it.
Did he?
And then he also talked about meeting Paul McCartney.
Oh, wow.
And Paul McCartney came to his house. And so...
And did his dishes.
Yeah. And, had dinner and did the dishes. So...
He said he did a terrible job with the dishes.
He's written several. He keeps writing songs.
Yeah.
He's prolific into his. He's 70 years old now.
Yeah.
What a great thing to see.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, can I tell you about something? Because it reminded me.
Please. Okay. I'm sorry. I don't mean to.
Don't be sorry on the show.
January.
Be sorry later.
My wife, Patricia, who I we're getting ready to celebrate our 30th anniversary, the way. I don't know why this woman's married to me. I really don't. She went to the snooty SEC school. She went to Vanderbilt University. She's far smarter than anybody else ever met in my life. And she's with me. I have, because I'm an idiot. I'm 58, but I'm 17 years old, and I still do dumb stuff, okay? I'm Chris Farley that's been reunited. Of course, I came back alive a couple of weeks ago. I don't know if you know about that, but she surprised me with a trip to go see a good friend of ours play in Key West back in January, a guy by the name of Mac McAnally. Do you know Mac McAnally?
No, I've heard the
name. Mac's been a longtime friend, and his boss was probably my dad's closest friend. But Mac was playing at the Opera House in Key West.
Oh, wow.
And Mac told so many different stories about Jimmy Buffett. Of course, he was the lead acoustic guitar, wrote a bunch of songs for Jimmy Buffett. And of course, he's an unbelievable performer. And it was so much fun to see it. So that's what reminded me of y'all's little date night last night, which I think is fantastic. Good for both of y'all.
It was. All right, Michael. Let's talk about the real thing about UK sports.
Don't get me in trouble now.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the thing that really makes my boat float and yours and everybody else's is football. I mean, I have always been a bought-in UK football fan with my heart and soul, and I was a UK basketball fan kind of mentally. And there are times when, yes, it grabs my heart, but I'm always all in about UK football. I mean, I can remember Bernie Scruggs. I can remember all the way back, just games that I've seen over the years. Sonny Collins, who could forget watching Sonny Collins?
Nicest guy in the world to this day. He's befriended me and just would help me on the radio. I mean, I love that guy. Yeah, you're right. The history with UK football is far richer than they get credit for.
I believe it. And let's talk a little bit about that, because you are friends with Mark Stoops and many of the people on staff. You have maintained those friendships because you are a good friend. When somebody's got Michael Bennett as a friend, that's a long-term friend, because you really know what friendship means, and you've demonstrated that. So it's obvious, you know, you're not in it for the money, or you don't. It's not about your job security. You're not trying to get it to break a story that nobody else is breaking. That's not why you're in it. You're in it, as you described earlier, about your love for UK basketball as a citizen of this Commonwealth, as a graduate of the University of Kentucky. It's in your heart. And you have opinions about football. You have been very involved in kind of knowing the thing. What do we got here? What are we going to be?
He loves football is what we've got. Yeah.
I mean, well, it's a passion. I mean, you're right. I'm not in it for the money. If I was in it for the money, it's like good friends I've always had. How do you get into the horse business and become successful? Well, you start out with $10 million and you end up with a million.
Yeah,
so,
that's right.
Or how do you make a million?
That's success in the horse business.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, people are always accusing me, Michael, you are lenient on the football program, but then you really criticize the basketball program. If that's not those people that say that, it's absolutely false. And the reason is you don't get on my Twitter account during football season. I mean, I'm very critical of Mark Stoops, and it's deserved. I mean, you know, we had a little hiccup at the end of the season that didn't go over well.
No, it wasn't.
Where we thought a certain coach was headed to Texas A&M. And that didn't happen, and I'm glad it didn't.
It made everybody look bad.
It did.
All of us.
And including the fan base, it made us look bad because I don't like the way we ended up. We got on a particular offensive coordinator that ended up leaving and going back into the professional league. Mm-hmm. And truth of the matter is, if you know the whole story, you can't blame them because it's like, well, if we got a head coach that's looking elsewhere, why shouldn't I be allowed to look elsewhere?
Right.
So Liam Cohen, I listen, he went to my favorite NFL team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Yeah. And I listen, I'm sad for UK, but on the other hand, I'm really happy because we've had horrible offense last year and we needed somebody down there.
But how many times has he left and come back?
Yeah, you're right. But if your boss is looking at something else, I'm going to repeat myself. If your boss is looking elsewhere, why shouldn't I? I mean,
now the players do it.
It's over.
The players do it now too.
Yeah, and that's the part of college sports I really don't like, and that's why Nick Saban's gone. That's why Mike Krzyzewski's gone. They're just too old to be putting up with. Okay, I got this going on. That's where Cal had succeeded in the very beginning, but now that everybody's on an even playing level, it's difficult. So,
well, let me ask you this, and I've been critical of Stoops also because. Yes. But who cares what Tom Dupree thinks? I'm mainly what I normally do in this segment is something like politics. Well, we're not talking politics. We're not a normal sports show.
Yes,
we're doing it right now because it's kind of the big thing. But I mean, well, it's everybody's talking about it. I generally like Mark Stoops' mojo. I mean, the whole thing of the plotter, the guy, I believe that steady plotting brings prosperity. And I look at Mark Stoops as a steady plotter. He's not a Lane Kiffin type guy who's out there, trying to make the big hit or just doing things to kind of be an edgy guy. Mark Stoops is like a plow horse, in my opinion. That's the way I see him. And I feel like over time, if you have that kind of work ethic and that approach to things, it's going to succeed. But then we see some things happen that just seem boneheaded and this kind of thing. And so it's very frustrating to see us not show up to the Georgia game, not show up to the Alabama game, lose a Tennessee game we should have won.
South Carolina.
Fall completely apart in the Missouri game.
Yes.
After being ahead.
Exactly.
Got smacked in the mouth.
Yeah.
I don't get that, Michael. How can we correct that, and will we correct it going forward?
Well, listen, that's the million-dollar question right now. Will we correct it? I mean, if you ask Vince Merrill, who I consider a very close friend, Vince is the yang where Mark is the yin.
Okay, I got
so
you.
So there's nice – you mentioned Lane Kiffin. Well, listen, my Lane Kiffin is Vince Merrill. I'll take him over anybody any day. I just sitting and talking to him at lunch, I get so excited. I mean, my adrenaline is going just sitting with him. We were supposed to have lunch today, and unfortunately for me, he had a big recruit coming in. He's Michael, I can't do it today. Well, let's do it next week, man.
Yeah.
And so listen, if you talk to Vince, he's like, okay, here's what we got going on, here's the players we've got. It's amazing what that program has done, because the history of UK, granted, we had the Fran Kersey that was doing, that's who I remember first, and he was doing really well, but he was doing it the wrong way. Yeah. Then you had Jerry Claiborne, who had to come in and clean everything up, and it was Jerry, then you had, what's that?
Mommy.
Before him was the guy from Alabama, and Bill Curry.
Yeah.
And Bill Curry couldn't really get it going. Hal Mumme got it going for a little bit, and I loved Hal Mumme. He was fun for everybody.
Is Merrow kind of like to Mark Stoops the way the guy in the cowboy hat?
Absolutely.
The cowboy hat guy was for Mumme.
Oh, yeah. And listen.
What was that guy's name? The guy that big heavy set.
Yeah,
guy.
I can't remember what his name was. But listen, it's time to get something going. Now you got Oklahoma coming in, you got Texas coming in, and the SEC was not very kind to Kentucky with the scheduling. Yeah. So
we're going to play out at UT in Austin.
Yes,
that's the first time that's ever. At Claude Bassett.
Oh, Claude Bassett. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, because he's the one.
He would always be holding court at Malone's over there, and a very big, large presence. He was.
Yeah.
But we're going out to Austin.
To Texas.
I don't think Kentucky's ever played Texas in Austin that I know of.
No, I don't remember anything.
And that'll travel well.
Yes,
people will be all over that. Absolutely. I don't care if we get beat by. And I don't know, you know.
Well, I care if we get beat by anything. Well, are you kidding?
No, it's not that I don't care. They'll travel despite that.
Yeah. Yeah. Is
Arch Manning still quarterbacking there?
You know, that's been kind of the talk. He is, but there's been some rumors about him maybe looking elsewhere. He hasn't been real happy, and I don't know if he's developed into the player that they were hoping he would become. So I haven't followed Texas that closely because, number one, I get so tired of my friends saying, oh, Texas is this, Texas. It's like, I don't really care about Texas. Listen, I care about Kentucky and my adopted state of Florida. That's all I stinking care about. So
okay, well let's talk a little bit about the methodology that Mark Stoops puts in. I don't want to go through the schedule game by game.
No, neither do I.
Let's talk about, you know, Stoops the man. I've wanted to get him on here for an interview, but trying to get through the UK sports information director thing, I just gave up.
Oh, Tony's a good guy.
Yeah, I know, but it's bureaucratic.
I'll help you.
Okay.
I was just going to say.
All right. The point that I'm asking about, and we've got about 7 minutes here.
Yes.
Is, do you see Stoops as a builder? I mean, the Texas A&M thing scared me.
Yeah.
Because I thought, oh, heck. We're going to go back to this thing. And I have wanted so badly for us to build this thing into something that's about two notches better than where it is. Not just one notch. Look what happened with Missouri this year. You're playing Ohio State in the bowl game, and you won. And think
credit
about
to them.
I mean, that was an 11-2 season?
Yeah, Eli Drinkwitz, who I think is the biggest nerd football coach in the country, credit to him. He did a great job there. So, but you asked me if Mark Stoops is a builder. I think he's already proved he's a builder.
It feels like it's slipping a little bit.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. But, you know, all right, there was a Twitter poll done last year, a year before, of who is the most popular coach on campus. If you think about every single coach at the University of Kentucky, who do you believe is voted the most popular coach? Who's number one?
Got no idea.
Vince Morrow.
Oh, okay.
Over Cal, over Mark Stoops, over the women's basketball coach, over Craig Skinner, who I dearly love, the volleyball coach. I mean, he was number one. So, yes, of the coaches that can have it come back. Now, yes, it goes back to the history. And that's where I'll repeat myself. That's where I respect Mark Stoops more than I do John Calipari, because of the fact that, listen, he has taken nothing. And Joker.
Oh, absolutely.
Joker, who I was with the coach before that. Who was before Joker? I'm losing my mind today. Not Guy Morris. It was after. It was before Guy. Well, never mind.
Jerry Claiborne.
No. I'm forgetting the names of it. Rich Brooks is who I'm trying to thank you. Rich Brooks is who I'm trying to think of. I was talking to Rich Brooks about Joker Phillips, and you can just see in his eyes, they just glaze over how upset he gets, because Rich Brooks had really brought UK football back. And then to see it in 2 years, just the excitement just absolutely depleted. Mark
Coach
Stoops
in waiting. Coach in waiting, remember? They kept saying Joker Phillips was the coach.
And it didn't work.
It didn't work.
It didn't work at all. Now, don't tell me that assistant coaches can't become coaches, because if you look at University of North Carolina. That guy's done a pretty good job with the basketball program after Roy Williams.
He sure has.
There's been a number of coaches that have succeeded at being a why couldn't Vince Merrill be that a coach in waiting? And Vince would say, nah, I can't do that. I got to go to a somewhere else, and I don't know. But I really believe that, listen, the football programs, it was kind of a wake-up call. Yes, Mark Stoops was probably out the door. When that didn't come to fruition, now you see, okay, I got to make a commitment. And this is one of the things Mark is better than Cal is. Mark is better at respecting the program, respecting the school, and even probably more important, respecting the fan base. He knew he had to repair it and had to repair it right away.
Right.
I just don't think Cal's good at that. And I don't think he has done – it's like the night of the NBA draft. Well, this is the biggest night in Kentucky history. And every UK fan is looking at this is like, what are you talking about? No, really? It isn't. It's national championships. Mark Stoops respects the fan base and what it means. Now, then you have a coach that was out here saying, well, you know, this is a basketball school. Mark Stoops spoke up and you know what? Should have spoken up.
Yeah.
And the reason people got mad at Mark Stoops is beyond me. How can you get it mad at Mark Stoops where the recruits are calling in, well, is this a basketball school? Yeah, why do I want to go to a basketball school and play football? I could not be any further from upset for Mark Stoops. I'm with you on for that.
For sure.
He is building this program and continues, and I think we've got an even more of a commitment out of Mark Stoops.
I'm glad to hear that from you because, you know, it felt not good to me on certain levels.
Didn't feel good to any of us.
No, it really didn't. But this is the day and age we live in now. And, you know, I do think that Stoops has a certain degree of humility about him.
Yes.
And it's because he was the little brother in his family. He was always he had to be kind of like the Avis. He had to try harder to try to, you know, compete with his older siblings, and that gives you a scrappiness and a toughness and a humility that I think is really helpful in this job.
Well, and he understands that, listen, we can't play football like this. We can't lose to the Missouris. If Missouri can get there and get to a big game, play Ohio State, who's a known entity out there for many years, he knows he has to get to that point too. He realizes the time's now. Kentucky needs to not just get in there and win a few games.
We got to step up.
We've got to be beating the Georgias now.
We've
got to get the SEC.
We didn't even show up.
Game.
We could have played better. We acted like my kids when they played on the Tide. They would play this other game. They'd walk into the game with their heads down.
Felt like they gave up. Yeah. I mean, it really did.
That was 12-year-old football.
It doesn't matter. It's kids. They're only about 6-7 years older than 12, and they've got to think they can be in a win. Rich Brooks used to say a thing that I totally disagreed with. This is a winnable game. That goes out. You're playing every game to win.
Exactly. Yeah, all right. You talk about that.
I think you all missed a point, too, that Mark Stoops has taken tremendous advantage of the transfer portal. The transfer portal has been very good to Kentucky football.
And Vince Morrow. You cannot deny him. He deserves a lot of the credit as well, if not more.
All right. You've been listening to the Tom Dupree Show with special guest Michael Bennett. We'll be up in just a few minutes with our financial hour. Stay tuned. And we are powered by Dupree Financial Group. Sunset time. Waterloo sunset time.